Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So today I have a very important topic, to talk about with you all. And that is very important. And that is related to my previous episode only. Yesterday I made an episode on why there is a need to be, to be happy in this material world. So since I made that topic, so now I thought that I must also make an episode on now how to find happiness, because okay, to be happy you must also find ways to find happiness. You must know the ways to happiness. So today's topic is how to find happiness in this material world. Now this is the thing that is very important thing, so that's why I thought that let me make an episode on it. So let me begin. Now, see, to find happiness means what? To find happiness means I want to find happiness, but how? Now this is the question. So the simple solution is the quote. See, I don't know who said that quote, but it's only you who is responsible for your life. Now this was the quote. So I just added, it's only you who is responsible for your life and for your happiness. I have just added for your happiness in it. So for your life also you're responsible, and also for your happiness. So don't think, like I have already made an episode on why not to have any expectation. Why? Because expectation hurts. So to be happy, don't expect. This is the first thing to do. To be happy, to find happiness means don't expect anything in return from anybody, and also don't expect anything even if you did something to other people, but don't expect. So this is the first thing, and I have already made an episode on it, so no need to again explain this point. Now second thing, see, to be happy means you will automatically be happy if you are virtuous. Now this is the red pill. If you are virtuous, if you are following natural law, that is in Sanskrit you can say it as dharma. So if you are following natural law, that means, because see, like this is a very important thing to understand. Like people are pretending now, all blue pill fools are pretending now. Like you will be finding that people will be telling you like rape is bad and all that, but they are doing or not? Yes, they are doing. Similarly, they know from inside it is wrong, but then also they are committing. Now this is the problem of now today's generation, modern world, having science, having aeroplanes, cars, jet planes like that, and then and going in the trap of negative forces. So okay, with respect to technology, yes, we are very advanced, but now with respect to morality, with respect to virtuousness, that means with respect to, I must also say, with respect to following natural law, now we are in the lowest rank. I must say rank means rank, so lowest rank. We are going in the downfall in case of following natural law. But in case of technology, we are going upstairs. That is a different thing. But that will not balance the human society, because just by having technology, like you will be finding that people are using technology like crazy. Even there is something, I have already made an episode, there is something called Alexa and all that nonsense. By sitting or just by laying on the bed only, you can turn off the lights. You can turn by saying, Alexa, please turn on the light. Alexa, please turn off the light. Like that you will be saying nonsense, and it will Alexa, that artificial intelligent robot, will be doing everything. Robot in the sense it's just an application fed into the any device, let's say loudspeaker or any device fed into a device, Bluetooth device, and now you are just speaking to it and it will be doing all the works of yours and making you lazier by lazier each year, and you will become duller and duller. Your health will fall down, because you will not be moving even your body, just sitting for 9 hours in a chair, a computer on your in front of your computer, seeing nonsense, seeing the evil things, and then wasting your life as well as wasting your time. So now let me come back to the point, that is, so to find happiness, that was the second point. First was not to expect anything from others. This is the first point. And second point, follow natural law. Be virtuous, you will automatically find knowledge. And the simplest way to be virtuous and also following natural law is that gain knowledge. Keep yourself continuously in a yes, there are very one of the quote that I know that is very important, and that is always get into a continuous education program. So what does this mean? This means that to get rid of all the nonsense that is happening, all the to going away from those evil things and ideas and all that. So simply keep busy yourself into a education program. So continuously keep learning. Like you even joined a job, then also keep learning in that job. Also there will be some works. Keep busy yourself in that only. Keep increasing, keep improving. So now coming to the third point. Now third point is, now this is also very important. See, I have said, like you will be saying, Ted, you said that don't be expect anything from other, don't expect anything from anyone. Okay, but at least you can do. I'm telling to do, but don't expect. I'm not telling don't do and don't expect. Do, like to beggars. Okay, you like, let's say they are very poor and you have donated $5, let's say. So from beggar you won't be expecting. So just have that kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. That this is the first thing. And second thing was, see, to find happiness is help everybody, but don't expect help. You can keep do help, like you have given $5, so you have helped that person. Similarly, you can also help beggars. At least I have already made an episode that, okay, from money you can't, see, with money you can't help because they haven't earned that money. Like you, like let's say you have donated just by in emotion, you have donated $1 million to a person, let's say a beggar. Now do you think that will that beggar not become mad? It will be, that beggar will become mad, and even he will directly be purchasing a house of 1 million, and now he is again a beggar. Why? Because he is having money, a house now, but how he will eat, how he will take care of his family for rest of your life, for rest of his life. So no way. So that's why he didn't earn that money. So since he didn't have that skill to earn that much money, so now he can't sustain that money in his or her account if you have transferred. So this is the problem. So okay, what he can do? But then also, if you want to help, give knowledge, share knowledge. Like you can do that work, like you can become a truck driver. You like give ideas to them. At least this much you can do. So in this way also you will improve that person life, that beggar life. Or you are very young, so you can do some these, at least these simple, be a waiter and all that, the just by giving it, because see, they are totally blue pill fool. So at least if you give them ideas, then also their mind will activate, and at least they will trust you at least. And then work on your ideas and become a waiter. Now that same beggar is earning at least $20, $30 a month or $100 a month. So at least this much also will make you happy, because now you won't be finding that beggar roaming in the street. So at least you can improve other person's life who are below than you. So in this way also you will be finding happiness. So let me wrap it up. So since I have covered most of it, so hope this helps you. So okay, bye-bye.